At the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother, be united with his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. Mark chapter 10, verses 6 through 9. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. In today's passage, Jesus put marriage on the divine level. He looks each husband and wife in the eyes and says, God has joined you together. Don't mess it up. That's my paraphrase. Marriage is not about a man and a woman going through the ceremony, moving into a home with a white picket fence and having a family. Marriage is not about you. It's about honoring God with the relationship He has given you. C.S. Lewis noted how God orchestrates this relationship. Here's what he wrote. In friendship, we think we have chosen our peers. In reality, a few years difference in the dates of our births, a few more miles between certain houses, the choice of one university instead of another, the accident of a topic being raised or not being raised at a first meeting, any of these chances might have kept us apart. But for the Christian, there are, strictly speaking, no chances. A secret master of the ceremonies has been at work. You've not chosen one another, but I have chosen you for one another. There are no chances or consequences in the Christian life. Like a secret master of ceremonies, God has brought you together as husband and wife. And what God has joined together, let no man separate. Father, remind us often that marriage is about you. As husbands and wives, help us honor you together in ways we could never honor you by ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you'd like for us to pray for you, send your requests to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.